In this video, we're going to be discussing 5 success triggers that bring your ex back. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. Let's go ahead and get right into this. So the first success trigger that you're going to need if you want to bring your ex back, well, I guess you don't necessarily need it, but it's probably going to help you a lot if you have it. And that is to know what you want and to not be easily swayed by people outside of you to give up. This is going to be hard. Getting back together with your ex is going to be hard. For some people out there, this may actually be the hardest thing that you have ever done. But you can do this. There are a lot of people who have gotten back together with their exes. There are people who have gotten back together with their exes from very extreme, very challenging, very difficult circumstances. I've had the pleasure to help many people through that whole process myself too. But if there's one commonality that I've noticed in people who are successful, it is that they know what they want, and they're going to go for it 100%, and they're not going to easily be swayed by, you know, someone on the internet that says, oh, well, you know, you've been broken up for 2 months. It was a 2-year relationship. Breakup math says it's impossible to get back together at this point or something. Or some friend that says, oh, you know, you shouldn't get back together with them. There's plenty of other fish in the sea, or all these sorts of things. You may have people in your life that are discouraging you and telling you to give up or to move on or something like that, and that is okay if that's what you truly want to do. But if you want to get back together with your ex, you're going to need to tune all of that out and focus solely on what you know is there in that potential relationship between you and them. This is so important, so key, absolutely critical when it comes to getting back together with your ex, because you will be challenged in ways that you cannot even expect right now, ways that you could not even conceive. And if you are going to give up when the going gets tough, obviously you're not going to be able to get back together with your ex. But if you are able to stick to it because you know what you want to do, you know what this is about, and you know that you want to make things work with this person, then you're going to be able to pull through these challenging times and actually be obviously much more likely to become one of these success stories moving forward. The second thing that you absolutely need is to have strong boundaries. If you have strong boundaries, you're going to be able to kind of guide your ex forward. So it's kind of like bowling. If you know the game bowling, you know, it's pretty common here in the United States. I don't think it's super common in like Europe or other places, but you know, you have like this long lane and you have the bowling ball and you want to kind of like roll the ball down the lane to get to the pins at the end. And your ex is kind of going to be this ball that just sort of like goes all over the place. Maybe it goes in the gutter, maybe it just bounces around, maybe it goes some other direction or whatever. You need to have something in place to kind of guide your ex to move forward. And so, you know, of course, things can happen that cause your ex to, you know, go in the wrong direction or want to move slowly or want to not go the right way or not to choose something or not make up their mind about something. What you want to do is you want to guide them towards that end of the bowling lane. If you need to, actually have some boundaries and be like, you know, bumper bowling, you know, like when you're a small kid and you're just learning how to bowl or something. Sometimes the bowling alley will put these sort of bumpers on the edge so you can't get a gutter ball, and it helps you get the pins over a little bit more easily, and it helps the kids feel like they're winning and all that stuff. I did bumper bowling once when I was a small child, but anyway, I don't need that so much anymore. I could probably benefit from it though. My point in all of this is that you are going to need to have boundaries. Your ex is going to want to get whatever they can get. They're going to want to do whatever they can do to stay in their comfort zone. They're going to want to do whatever they can do to avoid making difficult choices, to avoid putting themselves out there. Not because they're manipulative or evil or anything like that, hopefully, but because they're just someone who doesn't want to put themselves in an uncomfortable situation. They're just someone who doesn't want to go out of their way to do that if they don't have to. So they're going to do things to try to, you know, make it your fault. They're going to try to say, oh, well, you know, we can't get back together because of, you know, some trivial thing, even though it's like totally not a major issue or something like that. Or, you know, I just don't know what I want. I'm confused or whatever. And you need to do what you need to do to put some boundaries in place to say, okay, that's fine if you're confused. That's fine if you don't know what you want to do. But where I'm at is I actually do want to be in a committed relationship. And if that's not with you, then that's fine. Just let me know. And I'll go look elsewhere. But it might mean that we aren't able to connect and talk the way that we are right now. And, you know, obviously do this at the right time, at the right place, when the connection is right and all that sort of stuff. Don't just put things out there like this. Like if the two of you just had a big argument or something, don't threaten to pull back even further unless you have the emotional leverage. But have the awareness, we'll get to that later, have the awareness to actually know where the emotional connection is between the two of you, and put boundaries in place when you need to avoid, you know, going around in circles over and over and over again, repeating patterns over and over and over again, and never actually making any progress, or to make sure that your certain boundaries that you have aren't violated in some sort of way. So you're going to need to have some strong boundaries. Thing number three that you're going to need to have as a success trigger, as an indication that, hey, you know, you can get back together with your ex, is I want you to have personal present moment awareness. Now, what do I mean by this? I mean that you're actually aware of what's going on in the present moment. So many times people are just checked out because, you know, their attention is just elsewhere. Obviously, if your attention is in the present moment, then your attention is in the present moment. If you're present, your attention is in the present. If you're not present, where's your attention? Well, it could obviously be in the future or the past. It could also be on judgments of yourself or judgments of others. So if you start to notice that your ex's attention is going to one of these places, or if you start to notice that your attention is going to one of these places, chances are you're not being present, and you need to bring your attention back to the present moment, and maybe even their attention back to the present moment as well too. There are so many ways that you could lose your attention in the present moment. For example, someone says, oh, you know, men and women are fundamentally different. Because your ex is a woman, they need this. Is that true? Maybe. But as long as you're choosing to look at them as a woman who has, you know, needs X, Y, and Z before she's able to connect with you or commit to you or something like that, you're not looking at the actual person there. You're looking at some sort of woman. Or because maybe your ex has an avoidant attachment style, it means this. Or because maybe your ex has this certain personality type. Maybe they're an INTP or something like that. It means that. It's not to say that these sorts of things aren't true, but if you do start to think of them more as a concept, more of them as like, oh, they're a man, therefore they're this way. Oh, they have an anxious attachment style, therefore they're that way. Oh, they have this personality type, then they're that way. It's causing you to be out of the present moment. This also includes things like looking at body language signs, like, you know, sure, obviously if you notice them being like totally closed off or something, yeah, that's probably a thing. But people go way too deep into body language. It's like, oh yeah, well, they took a drink with a straw, therefore that means something in an innuendo sort of way. Oh, I see what's going on. That can pull you out of the moment to the point where you lose what's actually going on. I don't want you to do this. So stay present and do what you need to do to keep your ex present as well too, by pulling their attention back to the present moment when it's not there. The fourth thing that you want to do, or that you want to make sure that you have in place as a success trigger, is that you want to have empathy for your ex. Now, of course, your ex is a human being. I think we all know that. I think we're past the time where people look at other people as like sex objects or something like that. Your ex is a human being, and I know that you intellectually get that, but you experientially get that. Do you get that they are someone who's going through an emotionally difficult time, just like you are? They're someone with their own hope, someone with their own fears, someone with their own anxieties, someone with their own aspirations, someone with their own things that keep them up at night, someone who has their own things that get them excited to get out of bed in the morning, just like you do. And rather than looking at all of the ways that they are divided from us, as we talked about earlier, you know, men, women, anxious, avoidance, all the many different attachment styles, all the many different love languages, all the many different whatevers, instead of looking at everything that divides us, look at what is in common between the two of us and say, okay, we're all humans, we're all people, just having this emotional experience in this life. Let's connect on that. If you can do that, then you're going to be able to have a strong emotional connection. A strong emotional connection is a large foundation of what we're talking about here. If you're not able to connect emotionally, you're going to have a much, much, much more difficult time. And if you have empathy, you're going to be able to connect much more easily on that emotional level. So empathy is a huge success trigger. And then the last thing is, I want you to be curious. I want you to be curious rather than rushing to assume intent or to fill in the gaps in some sort of way. We talk many times in these videos and in our courses, like Effortless Connection and the Exolution program and such, we talk about the curious stance. Being genuinely curious is going to help you to connect better. It's also going to help you to get answers for things rather than assuming intent. If you say, oh, well, they didn't text me back for 6 hours because they were obviously on a date with someone else, or because they don't like me anymore and they're trying to let me down easily or something like that. I mean, maybe that's true, but maybe something else is true as well, too. Maybe they left their phone at home on accident and they were at work all day and they didn't text you back because they didn't even know that you texted them. Maybe they were, you know, taking someone to the hospital. Maybe they lost their phone. Maybe they were trying to think of the right way to respond to your text in a thoughtful sort of way and they wanted to get some time to think it through before they just said something rather than just being impulsive. Or maybe you're right. Maybe they were just trying to let you down easily. Maybe they were on a date with someone else. But the thing is, if you don't actually know, why assume that intent? And worse yet, why act on that intent and start accusing them of something? Like, how bad would you feel if you said, oh, I know you're out on a date with someone else. Why wouldn't you just let me know that you didn't want to date me and just let me down easy or something like that? And then you find out, oh, well, I was taking my brother to the hospital because he had some sort of terrible accident or something like that. How bad would that make you look and how bad would that make you feel? So don't assume intent. Instead, just take on that curious stance, and that's going to do you so much better. Okay, so what I want you to do next is I want you to go ahead and share down in the comment section below what you think are the most important things when it comes to success triggers and things that are, you know, really critical when it comes to getting back together with your ex. I've mentioned some here in this video. Do you agree with them? Or maybe there's something that you think I'm missing. Please go ahead and share down in the comment section below. Take care.